Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic, my fellow Americans. This is indeed the broadcast for July the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. It's all in the traditions of our founders, and we believe revolution is not the answer. Restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth using the principles the founders put in place is the answer. Using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely the way to go. Hope you had an absolutely delightful 4th of July extended holiday weekend. Pray you focused on God, family, and country, and pray that it all went well just for you. Man, have we got a lot to cover. Whoa. Just a ton to cover in the broadcast today. First, a recap of July the 3rd's broadcast, right before the 4th of July. Sam's 4th of July monologue regarding the sacred cause of liberty kicked off the broadcast. The power of one was focused on. People can and do make a difference, ladies and gentlemen. Even the so-called most inconsequential people make a tremendous difference, believe it or not. We also talked about Gideon's faith. We're talking about the Bible. Gideon's faith, Gideon's army, reduced from 32,000 to 300 by the Lord. He doesn't need a lot to do his work, ladies and gentlemen. From small things, great things are accomplished. We hope we're humble enough and willing to serve in the Lord's army, in the Lord's plan. We also talked about the movie A More Perfect Union, a great movie to watch. We also talked about Greek villagers' secret weapon, grow your own food. Phenomenal solution. This is Solutions Radio, by the way. We also talked about support grows for states to ignore the belligerent, out-of-control activist should be impeached federal courts. The justices should be impeached for their violations of the law. That's what I'm saying. That was all in 1 hour. Kurt was on the road from atop the mountains, literally standing on the top of a mountain at his reunion while he's camping. He had to hike up to the top of the mountain and stand on his tippy toes to get a signal, but that's how dedicated to the broadcast he truly is. We also had on second hour our guest, Pat Shannon. He's editor of INI, or anyworldreport.org, or I guess .com also. And, you know, Pat Shannon, longtime friend of ours, longtime reporter. Is July 2nd really Independence Day? Many people debate that it is. We also talked about his website, his news for people that can think. You gotta like that, huh? We talked about conspiracy facts a little bit. Many of the conspiracies have so many facts now, they're beyond conspiracy. Pat Shannon is a well-known author as well. The first book we knew he wrote was called I Rode with Tupper. And now his latest book is called Miracle in Atlanta. And he talks about how he beats the federal government in court without even a lawyer. Oh, yeah, he got her done. Pat Shannon, the only person we really know without an attorney to get that done. CNN blown away by how many Americans support the Confederate battle flag. They don't do it for racism. Rather, it's a symbol of Southern pride, says IJ Review. Is God gathering Gideon's army in our time, was the question we asked. We need to reject the 501c3s big time. We need to take down the SPLC also. That is a recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. The broadcast is available on demand on your Roku player. Look at the special intersection for the Liberty News Radio channel. Also available online free at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me, and Kurt emailed me a couple of quick headlines we got to focus on. First of all, one of our beloved leaders, he's an apostle, one of the 12 apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. His name is Boyd K. Packer. He was 90 years old, and he passed away last week, and a very patriotic man, stood for traditional marriage, stood on the principles that God has revealed, and he was a special witness, an apostle of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So Kurt's headline says, President Packer moves on. And Kurt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are welcome, my friends. And as you could tell, Kurt has a little better connection than on his tippy toes in the mountains there. Sounding great in studio. You got to love it. So that's happening. But President Packer passed away, and on one hand, it's a sad day. On the other hand, he served a stellar life, to say the least, in the service of his family, in the service of his God. And all I could tell you is what a legacy to lay down, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Great point. Yep, yep, that's right. You know, some folks called him stoic or, you know, kind of unyielding.
Well, he was. And yet, when you come to backing God's principles, that's the way to be, isn't it, Kurt?
That's right. Seeing that's a key point. Everybody thinks these days, a lot of times folks think, well, you know, if you're really, you know, sensitive and caring, et cetera, then what you do is you just basically submit, relinquish,
you capitulate
all of your, yeah, that's right. And yet this man, he knew wherein, needed to stand, and when it came to the real principles of Christianity, for example, homosexuals really didn't like much of what he'd have to say, simply because he'd promote the natural, you know, God, God-given family with a husband, a wife, children, that kind of thing. That was just his, he'd just basically say, look, this is just the way it is, it's the way God made it.
That's
and,
right.
Oh, that'd tick him off, you know.
I took one line out of all the articles written about him that I thought was pretty telling to your point, Kurt. But I think it's one of the most important lines about his character. First off, I've heard him speak on so many occasions I don't even know that I can count, Kurt. And I will say this, he was very unyielding when it came to God lays down the law and we obey it. We don't counsel God, in other words. So he was that way, I agree. However, when I hear him speak, when it comes to speaking of children or animals or wives or, you know, family, things that matter most, you know, he'd do so and sometimes could hardly even speak with a tear in his eye. So let's not pretend that the guy was just like callous and hostile and unkind. That's not even close to the truth. It's a manipulation just because they don't like the fact that he says God decides, not me. Kind of an idea. But he is remembered for giving a speech in 1993 in which he warned that the religion, meaning the Christian religion as a whole, faced the greatest threats from three groups, Kurt. That is, feminists, homosexuals, and intellectuals. So he was very willing to deliver a hardcore sermon on the things that mattered most. And the reason the feminists is because they want to make women greater than men. And God intended those roles to not be competitive, but to be complementary. And for a man and a woman to stand side by side before God, male and female created he them. And so President Packer or Boyd K. Packer just said, hey, those feminists are going to upset everything. They don't want children. And so then you go kind of the next thing, the homosexuals, all these attack kind of children, right? And the intellectuals, they'll get so smart that they want to counsel God. And when you put those three combination of those three groups together, they're the greatest threat to Christianity and to the traditional family ever known. And so he was very wise and careful in his speech. He was, an attorney by trade, Kurt?
No. In his case, he was basically in the war, World War II.
Yeah, that's right.
He was a pilot. And then, not too many people go from being a pilot to, he chose to be a teacher, Sam. He actually taught in the religious schools of the church. They call it a seminary teacher. And you just don't see too many of those. He had this great love of, desiring to teach as Jesus Christ taught. That was his goal. Some say he was pretty effective at it. where he could take complex topics and, bring them right down to some kind of a basic understanding for most folks. They called him a master teacher, but that is one thing quite different. Most folks are looking for some big bucks, and so then they rarely want to be just a, I guess you could say, a lowly teacher, you know, Sam?
Yeah, you got that right. Some would say the poor guy just doesn't have a drive, you know? But all I can tell you is what a legacy to, what a follower of the Savior Jesus Christ. Let's just say it like that. Thank heavens for his life.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Well, the good Lord giveth and the good Lord taketh away, so we lost President Boyd K. Packer of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at 90 passes away. What a sad loss for the world. However, Kirk Crosby and his lovely wife welcome their next grandson. I guess that makes 18 in total, 9 boys, 9 girls, huh, Kurt? That's great news.
Well, that's right. And this is basically how that whole thing works. Some of us are coming, some of us are going. We've got to die to live again. I was interested in one of the quotes about Boyd K. Packer that he said, you know, and this could be used pretty well these days. He said, sometimes in my growing years, I thought we were poor. And he once wrote this in a short life history. He said, I later learned that that was not true. We just didn't have any money. We were always rich in the things most significant in our lives.
Yeah. And Kurt Crosby and his lovely wife are rich. They got 11 children and now 18 grandchildren, and it just grows from there, huh?
That's exactly right. And, you know, they did have a large family. He was the 10th of 11 children. And when we see those little babies, those little children, this new grandson, you know, you just basically got to say, hey, what is more valuable than that? As, you know, it's difficult to...
Yeah.
To say.
The one thing that I think is just as valuable, it's hard to debate more valuable per se, but I would say that a marriage is really valuable too, because that's the heart of eternal families, or the heart of the family, or the traditional family, etc. So marriages are pretty important as well. All right, without further ado, another man that loves family and God and country and anything else, Lowell Nelson, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
All right, let's see. It's hard to know where to start here on things. There's so much to discuss. But first off, I want to give you a chance just to make one statement about the 4th of July, sir.
About the 4th of July. Well,
yeah.
Did you say Kurt or Lowell?
Lowell Nelson.
Well, my favorite peeve, I guess, about this marvelous day is that people call it the 4th of July instead of Independence Day. I think we ought to call it by its right name, and I know a few gentlemen do call it by its right name most of the time, and I think that's very appropriate. This was the day on which, well, close to the day on which we separated ourselves from the King of England and said, look, we are not going to be subservient to the King any longer. We're striking out on our own, and we're going to rule ourselves, govern ourselves, and so it was a day of secession from the great empire of England at the time, and it was the culmination, I think, of a revolution of thought that occurred in the colonies during the 1700s, where they began to come to understand more completely, more fully, that their rights come from their creator, not from their king.
Amen to that, and speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll make this very clear. The independence streak remains live and well in many Americans across this great land, and we're fast-forwarding and taking that revolutionary spirit and putting in it a restoration-type spirit today and saying, hey, we got to jettison these belligerent court decisions that don't follow God's laws, that don't follow the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, that don't follow the rule of law, but follow an attempt by... what, supremes? You almost want to call them kingmen? From really jettisoning all that we hold dear, Lowell, from the gay marriage decisions to the health care decisions, right on down the road to them, it's all about tyranny, and it's all about ordering edicts from the bench, isn't it?
It sure is, Sam, and it's all based on this mistaken notion that the U.S. Supreme Court is the court of last resort, the highest court in the land, whatever they say goes, whatever ruling they make trumps all other legislation, other rulings, and so forth. That, Sam, is a mistaken notion.
Well, to prove the point, aren't they the folks back in the day that said black people weren't really people? That racist Supreme Court now wants to pretend they're above reproach, don't they?
They certainly do. You know, and part of it comes from what people like to call the Supremacy Clause in the United States Constitution. Now, I will grant you that there does exist a Supremacy Clause, but what most people fail to read is that that's conditional, or it's a qualified Supremacy Clause, meaning that those laws that are made pursuant to and in conformance with the U.S. Constitution shall be the supreme law of the land. And just because the court passes, issues some opinion on an issue doesn't mean that it's the supreme law of the land. Nothing could be further from the truth. In particular, like the Obamacare ruling, Obamacare refers to the Affordable Care Act, which Congress passed, and they have no business passing laws and imposing their will upon the states. The states are the agents that formed, they're the principals that formed the federal government, which is governed by the U.S. Constitution. Basically, that's the contract the federal government is to follow. And so those powers named in that contract do fall to the federal government.
And the big debate about this is the word called interpretation. You see, Congress said that it wasn't a tax. The president said that it wasn't a tax. If they're the key lawmakers, then the Supreme Court can say, you know what? You guys claim it's not a tax, but we interpret it to be a tax. They can do that. What they can't do is make it law as if they have authority. What they can do is say, you know, I appreciate that you guys passed this law, but you said it wasn't a tax. And since it's a tax, you better go back to the drawing board, folks, because we interpret it as a tax. And since we don't make law, we're just going to tell you that it's null and void because of the confusion you guys have generated. And what you need to do is, hey, batter, come up to bat again because you got it wrong. We're just going to call it a foul ball right now, okay? Now, we're going to start over and say you can't say it's not a tax when you're clearly using your taxing authority. Either call it a tax and make the law conform or not have it your way, but it doesn't fly as it currently is interpreted. Sorry, guys, go back to the beginning. Now, believe it or not, there's a lawsuit before the court discussing that very issue. The question is, will the Supremes even hear it? And I doubt they will. Nevertheless, that really is the core focus here, right, Lowell?
Yeah, that's a good point, Sam. The court basically... Oh, man, where do I begin on here? Well, they basically, like as you say, disregarded Obama's clear language regarding of eligibility for federal health care subsidies on the grounds that enforcing the statute as written would cause havoc in the marketplace. The court found that Congress could not have intended this result, meaning the havoc in the marketplace, and so the court needed to uphold Congress's intent and thereby ignore Obamacare's actual...
See, but hold on. They're not allowed to hold up the intent. They're allowed to interpret the law.
Exactly.
And to uphold the intent would suggest they're kind of the final law arbitrator, lawmaker, right? They're not. And so they could have said you create confusion in the marketplace, go back to the drawing board. That's legitimate. Our interpretation says this isn't going to fly, guys. It doesn't pass constitutional muster. It doesn't pass clear authority, guidelines, etc. And they don't say where does your authority come from. They basically try to say, look, we're the last lawmakers here, and we say it's cool. We'll just make this law then, as it was intended. See, they don't have authority to do that.
Well, the decision they should have made is they simply should have said, look, Congress doesn't have the authority to pass Obamacare in the first place, and they should have struck it down. And, because it's a domestic issue. Now, if Congress wants to pass a law to govern the District of Columbia, and whatever forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and so forth fall to them, and any other areas ceded to them, you know, by the state, then, yeah, they can pass those laws and govern those areas. But when it comes to governance of the people and the states of the Union, they have no say.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court once again overstepped the bounds of their lawful authority, and they belligerently delved into a subject and forced edicts on the people that, regarding authority they've left to themselves. We'll talk about it. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
We're talking about the overreach, to say the least. I would call it criminal activity by the Supreme Court justices, ladies and gentlemen. They took authority they don't even have. And Ron Paul writes an incredible article about this. Obamacare's best allies, the courts and the Republicans. It's Ron Paul's June 29th column. In that column, he quotes the 10th Amendment, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. And Americans will eventually turn against Obamacare as their employers reduce their hours along with their paychecks because of the Obamacare mandates. We think that it's sustainable, and, you know, with fake money, they can prop up anything for quite some time. The problem with this is it's so steeped in regulation and so conflicting. The Supreme Court justices, Lowell, did point out that this will create disaster, confusion in the marketplace, even though they endorsed it, which they have no authority to do, and forced it down our throats. That doesn't change the fact that they're right on that. It is confusing, and it'll prove the eventual meltdown.
You're right, Sam, and that's what Ron Paul was saying in his column. He sees the handwriting on the wall, and just as he has done with so many other events of national consequence in the past 10, 20, 30 years, he predicts that Obamacare premiums will grow higher and higher. Employers will let more and more of their people go and or reduce their hours and or reduce their paychecks and so forth. That dissatisfaction with Obamacare will continue to grow to the point where people will cry out for a single payer health care system, and of course the single payer advocates they will point to Obamacare's failures, and they'll say, look, that just simply didn't work. What we need,
the only mistake that Obama made, these are what the liberals, the critics will say, the only mistake Barack made is he caved to the Republicans and didn't make it as absolute as it could have been, right?
That's right. And so we see, you guys have talked about this before, the Hegelian dialectic. That's what I believe is in play here. Basically, there are three words that characterize the Hegelian dialectic, and they are thesis, antithesis, and then synthesis. So there's a big problem out there, a big boogeyman, and that's the thesis, right? And then along comes the solution to the problem, which is way out there, called that's the antithesis, that'll solve the problem. but it's so way out there that it takes away our liberties. And so, well, that's too far out, and so we'll have to settle upon something in the middle called synthesis. And, of course, that takes us not all the way from liberty, but like midway point, sort of a compromise point. And they just do this over and over again, and so three or four iterations of this, and you are way far away from liberty. And so, I think that the globalists, they simply want more control of the population. They don't want you and me and the rest of the American people to be thinking for themselves, taking care of themselves, being independent, growing gardens, raising cows and sheep, nurturing orchards. What they want, Sam, are sheeple who obey them, who work for them, and blindly believe they are still free. That's the big. That's one of the purposes of all the parades, maybe. I mean, the people waving the flag, believing they're still free, singing a song about they still know they're free, you know. But there's nobody more hopelessly enslaved than a person who is who thinks he is free. So what should we do, Sam? We should do precisely opposite of what the government wants us to do. We should be thinking for ourselves. We should think independently, connect the dots. We should grow our gardens, nurture our orchards, raise our cows and sheep and goats, be independent enough to take care of ourselves regardless of what the economy does, regardless of what our nation does. And if we had a nation full of independent and clear-thinking, liberty-loving Americans, Sam, then we would enjoy the blessings of peace and prosperity for ourselves and our children.
There you go. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, I would say this, that Lowell is, well, in my opinion, he's right on target. You know, the whole, you see these celebrations, and not to take anything away from any Independence Day celebration, but yet, you know, sometimes people are asked, well, what is this all for? You know, and you get the interesting responses like, well, we just want to blow up some fireworks, we want to, you know, have a party and eat food, or et cetera. And yet the real basic understanding of the reason for our Independence Day celebrations, it's lost on many folks.
All right, now Lowell Nelson talked about the Hegelian dialectic. I think that's a real critical point to understand, because what it means is government just simply says we're going to create a crisis, create a fight. In that fight, then we're the only way to solve or resolve that problem. And so therefore, we're the, quote, hero is what it tries to do. We know that's failed over and over. It's successful in terms of that it gets the job done. For example, is Obamacare successful? Well, in terms of passage, it certainly is. In terms of what it will do to our liberties, it's absolutely disaster on steroids. Now, Americans' health care system is just an unsustainable, or just as unsustainable as our foreign policy and our financial system. And that's something that people really need to kind of get their arms around. Huh, Lowell?
That's right, Sam, and that's how Ron Paul ends his column with this charge. I'm going to quote his last two paragraphs of his column because I think they're very worthwhile thoughts to consider. Quote, instead of Obamacare light, Congress should support giving individuals direct control over their health care dollars through individual health care tax credits and expanded access to health savings accounts. Now, and let me interrupt the quote here for just a moment to say that this is a step in the right direction. Obviously, ideally, we wouldn't have taxes in the first place, but you know, if we're going to have a tax system, then we ought to be able to control our dollars. That's what Ron Paul is saying.
He's also saying there needs to be a way out of this thing. If they're going to abuse people and force them to pay, there needs to be a way out for those who will take care of themselves.
Right, and it's always bugged me, Sam, that I haven't. I go to work. I mean, I love my work. Don't get me wrong here. I love my work, but one of the compromises that I make when I accept employment is that a ton of money is taken out of my paycheck to pay for the health care premium. And, of course, that amount of money will simply continue to go up as Obamacare deepens its roots into the fabric of our society. But I live a life where I don't ever visit the hospital. I don't ever use pharmaceutical drugs. I don't ever, you know, go get shots, et cetera. And so, you know, what am I paying for? Well, I'm paying for that type of service being rendered to my fellow employees. And, you know, I don't begrudge that, but because...
I begrudge that. Absolutely. Not because I don't want to help my neighbor, but because it's force. Lol.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly why I begrudge it. It's stealing from one person to pay for another's, needs. And I have a much better place to put my money. At least I prefer to put it elsewhere, in purchasing dance lessons or ballet lessons or band and orchestra instruction. You know, for my children and grandchildren. There's so much more that I could do with my money than that I can do because it's taken from me and given to other people.
Kurt?
So, Lowell, let me get this straight. For example, if your employer, your beloved employer, came out, today and said, look, I'm going to, I'm going to take out of each of these employees' paychecks $100 a month to support Liberty Roundtable, the CSPOA, the Campaign for Liberty,
Before you go on all those basis. Things Lowell loves and supports, by the way. I want to make this very clear.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Keep going.
Are you for that, Lowell? I believe that even though those are, things that you are, feel strongly about, I'll bet that you would tell your employer, no, I don't want you to forcefully take that money from those people. Now, I don't mind if you tell them, look, if you'd like to, I can automatically take from your pay and put some support to these individuals if you so choose. But on the other hand, I bet you wouldn't be for the forced charity type of idea, right?
Well, that's a great observation, Kurt. You're leading the witness, Judge. But yeah, you're exactly right. Even though I support the Campaign for Liberty, even though I support Liberty Roundtable, and would love for a ton of money to be given in that direction, I don't believe that we can force anybody, my fellow man, my fellow worker. That's just not appropriate because that's theft. And I don't believe in stealing. God commanded it, not thou shalt not steal.
All right, we're about out of time on this topic. I got another topic to move to, Guantanamo Bay. We'll get to that soon. But suffice it to say, I think they ought to create kind of a 401k example where they'd say, lol, you can donate this much money to Liberty Roundtable and your employer will match it. That's kind of what I was thinking. All right, quick
that's
pause. Sam and Kurt, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on your radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Kurt Crosby in the mix. Got Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty, riding shotgun on the broadcast today. Guantanamo is certainly a hot topic, ladies and gentlemen. Are we friends with Cuba or not? Now you're going to be able to go to Cuba soon? Well, looks like Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and everybody else came in the mix for the discussion. So are some rock bands, huh, Lowell?
That's right, Sam. You would never hear this on the mainstream, lamestream media, but here on the Campaign for Liberty website is a little link to this this music you've been playing in the background here. Rock legend Pete Townsend of the band called The Who has released a new album recently called Truancy. I haven't listened to the whole album, but I did listen to this one song. It's a new song. He put two new songs on this album, one of which is called Guantanamo. Guantanamo, as you know, is the prison camp or indefinite detention camp in southeastern Cuba, and so Pete Townsend is bringing attention to the fact that Guantanamo is still open. It's operational. There are held there prisoners indefinitely still, people who were captured over a decade ago, Sam, people without charges. Government has not brought charges against these folks. And all of this, in my opinion, huge violation of their right to a speedy trial, their right to face their accusers, their right to counsel. All of these rights guaranteed by our Constitution, the U.S. government is ignoring them and refusing to provide them because they are calling them enemy combatants and they're held outside of the United States. Outside the jurisdiction.
And the reason they're held primarily outside of the United States is because there's laws in the United States that won't let that happen. They believe they can just skirt the law by their foreign interests. And what's funny to me is they want to be critical of big business when they do that and keep money outside of America to avoid taxes. But yet they think they can do this. In other words, they're using the very same excuse that business uses. And then they have the different attitude about business doing it versus them doing it, huh?
That's right, Sam. They're just
big business is unpatriotic, but they're just doing what they got to do to keep us free, right?
It's the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law. way too often it's what government does. They say, okay, we're going to parse this word or parse this statute in a way that we can obey the very letter of the law, but totally ignore the spirit. Well, as you know, Christ condemned in his day the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and other rabbinical lawmakers for doing that very thing. he talked about that and said they swallow a camel. You know, they strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. And that's exactly what the government is doing here in the case of Guantanamo. And they do it in many, many cases, but this is just one of the most blatant examples. And so I commend old Pete Townsend for putting this to lyrics, putting this lyrics to music, and sharing it with the world. And I would hope that other artists throughout the country would take up other issues, other causes.
Hey, man, you know what I was thinking, Lowell? I was thinking maybe Pete Townsend hanging out with Ted Nugent, man.
That could be.
Because Ted Nugent's a member of the CSPOA. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, Ted loves the CSPOA, donates and everything.
Hey, so Ted could reach out to Pete and invite him to join.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm just saying.
Cool.
All right, cool. Yeah. Anyway, new song, Guantanamo. It's interesting. You kind of wonder how Pete Townsend got that topic, addressing issues of indefinite detention, which to me is very clearly unconstitutional.
You got that right, Sam. Good for Pete.
Yeah, amen to that. All right, now, there's a bunch of things going on. You guys got a bunch of meetings coming up, huh, Lowell?
We do, Sam. This time of year, every 2 years, prior to the municipal elections, in fact, prior to the primary municipal elections, we like to hold a meeting where we discuss we get members of the city councils who have won their seats and know how to win elections. And they sit down with other liberty-minded, liberty-loving candidates for municipal office and just share best practices. You know, what worked for me, what worked for you. And so we're doing that at our monthly meeting this month here in Utah County. And, of course, I recommend this kind of meeting to all Campaign for Liberty members across the nation. I mean, maybe not everybody has municipal elections this year, but a lot do. And so if you live in a town where you have municipal elections going on, you've got the liberty-minded candidates to support, more power to you. Then get together, talk some strategy, talk about how you can support these liberty-minded candidates, give a little bit of your time, give a little bit of your money, because I'm here to tell you that it's so much easier to support liberty-minded candidates now before the elections and help them get elected than it is to spend your time dogging tyranny-minded candidates who hold office, who then hold office, and then work their devious-minded plots in the cities after they get elected. It's just so much easier to get good people elected than to dog the bad ones once they're in office.
And the whole purpose of this meeting is to learn from those who are elected and who are making a difference, how they're doing it and how you can do the same, right?
That's exactly right. The Campaign for Liberty loves to share with liberty-minded candidates the secrets of getting elected, because it's not particularly intuitive, believe it or not. Winning an election is not particularly easy. It takes hard work, takes some face time with voters, but if you have good volunteers, a bunch of good volunteers who are willing to step out and put some time and effort and money perhaps on the line to get you elected, then by all means, that's what we want to have happen, and we're here to help that happen for liberty-minded candidates.
All right, the State Party Organizing Convention, August the 15th. People don't understand this, but this is where the real deal is. This is where things really get decided, huh, Lowell?
Parties have such a big influence on who goes to the general elections, particularly in those states which are dominated by one party or the other. Now, the Campaign for Liberty is not partisan in our organization. We support liberty in all parties and in all non-parties, outside of parties, inside of parties. Wherever we can be found, we will be found supporting liberty. And however, in the state of Utah, where the Republican Party is the dominant party, they have a convention August 15th. And members of the Campaign for Liberty who live in Utah need to know that, historically speaking, only half of the delegates who got elected to attend the convention will actually attend the convention in August. It's August 15th. What that means is that if you're in your precinct, there's a couple of delegates elected state delegates elected to attend the state convention, on average, only one of those two will attend the convention, which means that if you can get yourself appointed as a delegate, then you can attend the convention and help fill out that vacant seat. What you need to do is find out which precinct you live in, talk to your precinct chair, and see if he knows who the state delegates are he should know, and whether they are planning to attend the convention. And if they are not, if they've moved from the precinct, or if they have died or resigned, and that seat is still vacant, then you can ask to be appointed to that seat, and then you can attend the convention and support liberty-oriented ideas and issues and candidates at that organizing convention on August 15th.
All right, then next year, 2016, coming up fast in March, I guess there's a caucus date to be aware of, right?
Right. I want you to mark this on your calendars. If you live in Utah, March 22nd, that's a Tuesday evening, March 22nd, 7 p.m., that's the date of our neighborhood caucuses in Utah in 2016, and it will feature a presidential preference primary where you'll get to go and choose out of all of the, I think there's 14 candidates now officially who are vying for the nomination of the Republican Party for President of the United States, people like Marco Rubio, Chris Christie.
And I'm telling you right now, 99% of them run like your hair's on fire.
That's exactly right. But you'll be able to express your preferences that night of the caucus. So put it on your calendar. That's the GOP caucuses 2016, Tuesday, March 22nd.
And I want to make this very clear. We bring this up. If you're in Utah, you know when the meeting is. It's a long way off. We'll talk about it as we continue on the broadcast and future broadcasts. However, if you're in your own state, ladies and gentlemen, and Utah doesn't apply to you, we encourage you to find out when is your caucus meeting. When can you participate? How early can you help determine the outcome? CampaignForLiberty.org. Click on Utah to get a hold of Lowell Nelson or on your state and coordinate, and let's get her done. Thank you, Lowell. We'll talk soon, my friend.
You're welcome, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
There he goes. We never have enough time for his timely topics, that's for sure, but he does a great job. CampaignForLiberty.org. For Sam and Kurt, I'm just telling you right now, you can turn your phone into a radio. It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. We believe in America, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.